This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I'm coming to you today with an audio recording of a message taken from the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter number 33, verses 2 through 4, that was published in February of the year 2005. And the scriptures I'm going to start out read as follows. That's Ezekiel chapter 33, starting at verse number 2. It says, "Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head." The title of this message is basically me saying that I'm just doing my job. Now, if you have been following this ministry's progression over the years and have taken notice to some of the messages that I have produced, you have probably thought to yourself, why is he talking about all of this stuff about politicians who we vote for, and especially preachers? He should be about spreading the gospel and trying to get people saved and not running people away from the church. Well, this is true. I should be spreading the gospel and presenting the love of God to all of mankind. And that is exactly what I am doing. I am spreading the gospel by telling everyone the good news. Also, I am showing the love of God by letting everyone know that he loves them. The problem with what you are seeing and reading is that you don't understand just what it means to preach the gospel and all of the intricacies that go into preaching the good news. By the time I get through, you should have a clear understanding of just what it is that I and every other person that is a man or woman of God should be doing, especially if they are in the position of an evangelist, pastor, or bishop. In order to understand what it is that I am doing, look at the subject scripture text. What do you get from it? What it is saying is that God commands the people to choose someone to act as a watchman to ensure their safety. After all, that is the job of a watchman, protecting the people from danger. A person that is a watchman bears a great responsibility. The safety and lives of all of the people he is charged with to protect depends entirely on him. His alertness and response to certain situations can spell disaster if he fails to function the right way. The way God describes it in this particular passage, read the entire passage all the way down to verse number 9 for this particular subject. He says, "When I bring the sword upon a land," he is saying a time will come when he will bring the sword, which translates into trouble, cursing, war, sickness, disease, disaster, and the like, to the land. The watchman has to be able to recognize the problem and warn the people that the problem they are experiencing are the result of their wickedness, and if they don't repent, they will perish. This brings up the real problem with our nation and communities today. The watchman is supposed to be a man of God who is so in tune with God that he can tell the difference between the natural problems that crop up from time to time and attacks of the devil and the wrath of God being poured out on the people. Unfortunately for us, there are not many preachers in our society that fit that bill as being, number one, knowledgeable of God and his ways, and number two, if they are seeing it, they don't believe it is anything more than the results of guess who? The Republicans. Time and time again, I hear preachers, and I am talking about preachers that seem to have no idea as to what is going on, except to follow what the ungodly believe, and that is, it is somebody else's fault, and it has to be the Republicans and the religious right. First, these, as Jesus Christ once said, they are the blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. You can find that in Matthew chapter number 15, verse number 14. You see, if the watchman did not warn the people to repent, two things would happen. The people would die in their sin, and the watchman, the pastor, evangelist, or bishop, would be held accountable to God for every soul that is lost because of their failure to do what God called them to do. When these blind preachers are called on to tell the people what they think the problem is, it is like a broken record. The Republicans, or the religious right. Let me tell you something here. blaming the Republicans for something that God is doing is tantamount to blasphemy. How? Because you are taking something that God is doing and attributing it to man. You see, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9 says this: "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." What we are being told here is that God will allow things to happen to us so that we will, in our trouble, turn to him, repent, and be delivered. However, when the Republicans or the religious right are blamed, then the people feel that all they have to do is to get rid of them and things will be all right. There is no need to repent because they aren't doing anything wrong. And as a result, when you hear someone like me saying that the problem is not the Republicans, and in a lot of instances, it is not the Democrats, it is these blind preachers that are the problem. Because when these Democrats come into the house of God, the churches, and are allowed to get in the pulpit, which is actually holy ground, and to tell God's people what the problem is, this is letting the congregation know that the politician knows more about the problem than the preacher does. Remember, it is not the preacher that came up with blaming the Republicans and the religious right. It is, in effect, the devil. Why do I say that? Because any action that is taken by any person that tends to lead people away from God and repentance is spawned by the devil. Now, when you hear me and other preachers to turn from this wickedness that you are doing, you are hearing from a watchman that, number one, knows God and his ways, and number two, realizes what is really going on and is doing all that I can do to warn you to turn from your wicked ways before it is too late. It is my job to spread the gospel, the good news, and the love of God. And that is all what I am doing. The good news is that, number one, you have a God that loves you, and he is sending people out to warn you that trouble is at the door and you need to repent so that you can be delivered before you are eternally lost. Number two, if God didn't love you, then he would do nothing to help you see the light so that you can get saved. He would let you die in your ignorance. Now, as for these preachers, the ones that are not doing what they are supposed to do, God has a warning for them as well. Further down in the passage of Scripture in Ezekiel, if the evangelist, pastor, or bishop, or the watchman, as what I named earlier, sees the trouble and does not warn the people, then the people will die in their sin, lose their souls to hell, and then these pastors, evangelists, and bishops will suffer the same fate because they didn't warn the people. If you will notice, these preachers are usually busy making themselves look good in their communities. They are too involved with the pleasures of this life to risk upsetting their followers. The way they figure is they can lie to you and attack anyone that dares challenge them so they can maintain their influence over you. And as I mentioned earlier, all they are the servants of the devil. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses number 14 and 15, we find these words the Apostle Paul wrote. He says, "And no marvel or no surprise, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Light, L-I-G-H-T. "Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." That's right, these preachers are really ministers not of God, but of the devil. Anytime a person is attacking some other minister who is sent by God now to warn you of the impending judgment that is coming and is even now in this nation, then they are not operating in God's behalf, but rather the devil's. The black community. In the black community, they are thriving. They have the popularity and the power. Whatever they say, the people eat it up. It makes no difference if you can show them in the Bible where the preacher is wrong. The people will say that because their particular preacher said it, that is what they believe. That, my friend, is power. In some aspects, that is the same problem Jesus faced when he walked the earth. It wasn't the sinners he had the biggest problems with. No, it was the religious leaders. They had set up their little religious cults and did everything they could to keep people under their control. And when Jesus came on the scene and started revealing to the people what these men were doing, they started plotting on how to get rid of him. It's no different today. God sends his servants, his true servants, out to tell the people the truth about what is going on and to reveal these false preachers for what they really are. And fearing the loss of their control over you, they start plotting on how to get rid of us. These preachers have so poisoned the minds of the community that when they, the people, are faced with accepting what we say versus what these false preachers say, the people would rather suffer than change. Just like these preachers want you to do. They don't care about you. You are just a means to an end. That end is control. What I am talking about is tantamount to slavery. These preachers are the devil's overseers. They say and do just what he tells them to. And you are being led to the slaughter. But not without a challenge from me. People wonder why I say the things I do. It is because I love Jesus Christ, and Christ has told me to preach the gospel, all of it. He has told me not to compromise with evil. These preachers have. They won't tell you the truth for one primary reason, and that is their pride. Imagine if Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton suddenly came out one day and told you that you need to start supporting the Republican Party because they were closer to being in line with the things that God says are right. What would you do? Most of you would turn from them and call them sellouts and traitors. They know that, so they won't do it. Their pride is worth more to them than your eternal soul. But here I am, saying, I don't care how you feel about me. God loves you and I do too. And as long as God gives me the strength, I am going to continue to do my job just like Jesus did all the way to the end. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre ending the message. I hope you got something from that. And be encouraged in the Lord that God loves you, and I don't care what your circumstance is, it's not too late for you to turn from your wickedness. There's some wickedness out there. I'm not going to name any particular person. It might be you, it might be somebody you know or something like that, but I'm gonna tell you right now, if you are one of those that are so in tune with somebody that's leading you astray, you need to do your best to get away from them as soon as you can, because they're going to lead you straight into hell. Well, that's all for this message. May God bless you and your families real good, and I want you to be encouraged of the Lord. And remember, he does love you. And that's why he has me here. Good day.